Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I ain't nothing but a simple man. They call me a redneck, I reckon that I am. But there's things going on that make me mad to the core. Gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man.
Radio on this Tuesday night. I tell you what, more shit is going down. I think we survived this week, but you know, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff here a little bit. Russell Vernal, how y'all doing today, brothers?
Oh, hanging in there. We had a little glow today. Nothing to get excited about. It's pretty much a pussy hurricane.
Oh, you're talking about a hurricane. I thought you got in from pharmaceuticals from over the border and didn't invite me. I was going to cuss your ass out.
I tell you what, have you guys been paying attention to General Miley today? Everything that's come out?
Well, I'm gonna let Gunny cut loose.
Go ahead, Russell. Cut loose, brother.
Go ahead, run that again. I was trying to tell you you're all garbled. What'd you say, bro?
Did you hear about General Miley today? All the reports that were coming out and everything on him today. I mean, treason, no doubt about it. What do you say?
Well, look. I mean, it's hands down, undeniably treason. And the Republican Party is part of it because they have sat there and have not called anyone out. has not tried to stop any of this stuff. So if you call yourself a Republican, you're just bad as a Democrat as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Fraud is rampant in California, but I think what everybody's missing, and I think what we really need to realize, is that we're fixing to head into the dark period that I don't think it's ever been seen before in world, in the history of the world.
Exactly.
Okay, check with me. Okay, with everything that's going on now, we're headed into 1938 Germany, but on a global scale, all right? Look at Australia. Australia's already putting people in camps. It's pretty much become a largest prison in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are doing that here. They're backdoored, cutting back ammunition. Everything they're doing is backdoor. And all this stuff that's going on, has anybody heard a word on the audit?
Nope.
Oh,
I've been wondering that myself.
Not a
damn thing.
And I'm telling you, folks, this is coming. This is coming unraveled very, very quickly. And what you see going, Australia, Europe. We tried to tell you about you were going to be singled out, you were going to be cut out, you were going to be shunned, not able to work shops. But you take it. Now, the thing you have to ask yourself, why is it so important that everybody takes this vaccine? I know people had the COVID, and while it was pretty fucking miserable, they survived it. They didn't go to the hospital. In all actuality, it's just a bad version of the flu.
Exactly.
So,
well, I had it back in
the third booster shot is the kill shot, I do believe. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's fixing to get dark. When I say dark, I'm not talking about the time of the fucking day. There are very, very dark times falling on us. People are surrendering. They've given up every way they have to fight back. And the places where we were still able to fight back, like here, nobody wants to get off their ass and stand up.
Nobody. Exactly. Exactly.
Me, Russell. Let me finish. They're going to come
door
to door, group to group, and take us out one by one. And that's exactly what's happening. And that's where I'm going. If either one of y'all think I'm wrong, please tell me where I'm wrong at.
Exactly. Oh, no. I see. We see this
not
coming
wrong. You're not wrong at all. Okay? Here you have a government. Okay? Here you have a government that pardons a transvestite in the military, a transgender, for leaking classified documents. Okay. You have a sailor on a submarine that took a picture to send home in the engine room of a nuclear submarine. He gets court-martialed.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff putting himself above the president, calling the People's Republic of China head field marshal and telling him that if Trump tries anything to start any shit, he's going to call him and give him a heads up.
Millie's just a fucking pig with
lipstick
on. Millie's always been a traitor.
Well, darling, here is the thing. Okay, imagine if George Patton would have made a phone call to General Rommel and said, okay, here, you know, we're going to come in on Omaha Beach And we're not going to invade where y'all think we're going to invade. We're going to, you know, and I'll just give you a heads up as we go. You know, I mean, this is total treason. It's espionage.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
It's not a matter for the senators or the Congress or even the president. This falls under the jurisdiction of the Judge Advocate General.
Mm-hmm. Well,
this man should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of military code of justice. And if he is prosecuted and convicted, he should have a short stop, a long drop and a short stop at the end of a rope. I mean, this is plain and simple.
You want to talk
about Russian collusion. You want to talk about collusion with the Russians? And this is straight up just selling out to a foreign enemy. I mean, this beats everything in the world.
Well, Virgil, who do you think has been leaking all this information to ISIS and to Al-Qaeda and to Afghanistan? When all this shit that's been going on, he's the leak. We've been saying this for a while. But
Austin's on board with it as well.
Russell, everybody, you see, I told you, you know, a lot of people wanted to cuss Trump, you know, for not pulling the trigger and all of this here. Okay, and I told you flat out. What if the man would have given the order, but nobody was going to obey it?
Well, there you
and are. I said this back, you know, before January 6th, before the shit show went down. And that's exactly what happened. Pence and all of them just turned against the man. They just sold everything and everybody out.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of Judas. But again, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but is anything going to be done about it? I doubt it.
No, the law is just ink. It's just expensive toilet paper with a bunch of fancy words on it now. That's all the law is right now.
Does that mean we can break the law now?
Right.
It's that, Virgil. It is absolutely beyond that. This is a full-scale coup. Republicans joining Democrats to enslave the American people. It's been coming for a while. We've been warning people of this for a while. There is no law right now. There is no Constitution. The Constitution means nothing to these people and hasn't for some time. And it falls down on us, our shoulders, the American people would do something about it. But nothing can happen. Can't get anybody to roll. We're good, we're set up in our AO, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What do you think they're going to come to your AO with? They're going to come one group at a time, one house at a time, one individual at a time, and they're going to eliminate. And those of us who've been alpha tagged are just fucked because we're going to be done away with. Ain't no talking about it, ain't nothing like that.
Who's going to be done away with? What do you mean? Who's going to be done away with?
Look,
in the long run, Russell, in the long run, you're 100% right. But I've said it before and I'll say it again. Sure, they will eventually get me. But how many of them am I going to get before they get to me?
Mm-hmm. Probably 10 are right in their asses.
Right. But, you know, guys, I don't know anymore. I mean, I agree with Russell. We're heading for a very, very dark path right now. And we've been saying
hey,
that for
I'm
a while.
I'm going to be honest with
we
you.
Are there.
We
are
already
there.
There.
We are there.
We just got to prepare for the next month because we're going to be going dark for a week. Everybody needs to get their comms up and going. Simple as that. And everybody's been warned about this shit, okay? But you got to have your comms, okay? The thing is, you got to make sure, one, get your if you got an RV, make sure you got extra propane. Make sure you have extra gas. Make sure you've got those walkies going. Make sure you've got everything in place. Make sure you've got your bug-out bag ready to rock and roll. Because I'll tell you right now, do not think for a moment that you're not going to get some kind of fucking heads up if they come house to house. You're going to get some kind of heads up. It's going to be something like out of fucking Red Dawn. The people training right now are the Russians and the Chinese. The Chinese, is they already seen a fucking warship outside of Alaska. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Another
officer
resigned last week. Another lieutenant colonel in the Army resigned, and you ought to see his resignation letter. Oh, shit. That was put up.
Yeah, that's who I
want to
talk to. That's who we need to talk to. We need to talk to Matt. You know, not that I don't trust what you're saying, but I'm a firm believer in getting it from the horse's mouth as to what the total morale and thinking of all of this is within the circle of his circle in the military. That you know, I want to hear the Latrina Grahams going around about you know what they think about all this shit.
Well, you got people dropping out left and right. There's hey, babe. Hold on. He just took
you
out.
You know, I don't want to give him
any
trouble.
I have a Belgian Malinois. He's been eating people. Well, I'm not gonna put him on the phone. You can just hear him in the background. But I can tell you right now, what I've seen thus far, okay, and I've been on, you know, I'd go to base, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I also talked to Bix today because Bix called me. He's a major, okay? And he's here also. And he just dropped his packet, okay? Several other flag officers have dropped their packets. There was, I'm going to put it to you this way. And you can actually call up and make pretend you're a soldier getting out, and you can confirm and verify yourself. It's 45 days now backup. 45 days backup before you can even get an appointment, okay? Your first intake counseling appointment, you know, because when you go to retire, you got to go through your your TAP and everything else, okay? It's 45 days out now. That's how many people are dropping out of the military. I fucking shit you not. Bragg, they are changing the name. They are going to change Bragg's name, but it's going to remain Fort Bragg. They're just naming it after his son. So that's already came out. Now,
that's a real help to national security. Boy, don't you feel so much safer, Russell? Don't you feel so much safer now?
I'm just telling you what came out. Now, the MILSPER message that came out about a month ago, well, no, 3 weeks ago in regards to the COVID vaccines, stating that they were mandating blah, 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 fucking blah. Okay. Also, there's a FRAGO that's supposed to be coming out. We're waiting to see what hits the S1 net. Once that hits the S1 net, then you'll be able to print out that FRAGO. That FRAGO is going to give a list of all the exemptions that are going to be allowed to military personnel. Because, see, the problem they're having right now is the fucking morale and everything is so low, and they're losing people at such a rapid pace. They know they're not going to have a fucking military to be able to hold anything up. Their main concern is everybody that's getting out are skilled. They're above-level skilled individuals, and they are scared shitless that they're going to be going out and
putting their own fucking army together. Here's the thing, Carmelita, and ladies and gentlemen, okay? They're setting these mandates. This psychopath, this counterfeit, I'm going to call him a counterfeit president. That's my new term for him, counterfeit president. Is setting these mandates, but Congress, the Senate, the Postal Service, FEMA, they're all exempt from those mandates.
Including their illegals.
They're all illegal.
Well, the first lawsuit's already been filed. First lawsuit has already been filed, a huge lawsuit, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, the majority of these motherfuckers aren't going to follow this. OSHA does not really have any authority. That's where it's going to come down to courts, and it's going to be sitting in the courts for quite a while. They can do all whatever the fuck they want with these fines and everything else, and I'm going to tell you right now, people are going to just tear that shit up. And I know we're in dark times. I got it. And the FEMA camps have already been put in place, okay? I mean, you have over 21 terrorist cells in Maryland alone.
The thing is, what should have lit everyone's fuse, what should have really lit everyone, it should have been lit years ago, but what really should have lit everyone's fuse is when the counterfeit president said, these governors that are opposing all of this, he's going to use his power to get them out of the way. That is a threat. That is a threat to the sovereignty of every state in the union.
And what threat's that, Virgil? He has no authority to do shit like that. He doesn't
have an authority because the mandate
matter what the authority. Well, it doesn't matter what the legal authority he has written on paper. The fact is that he made the threat, okay?
Yeah.
You could be a paraplegic cripple from the neck down in a hospital. If you make a threat on social media to anyone in the public or whatever that you're going to assassinate the president, you are charged with a federal crime even though you can't even move your own dick, much less pick up a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this man made a threat against the sovereignty of every state in this union. Every state. This man is a maniac.
The man
is a tyrant.
We all know that, but his fucking strings are being pulled. I'm telling you, this is a third fucking term for Obama. Nobody's going to tell me any different.
Oh, yes.
Obama is in there doing all this shit. But the fact remains, I'm telling you, they're running out of optics. They're running out of fucking optics because they double-fucked themselves in Afghanistan. So he's going to pull. Then they need to they got to take attention away from Afghanistan. They got to take attention away from the fucking audits. They got to take attention away from all the shit he's already done. So, it's all fear.
Well,
it's all cohesion.
Well,
Afghanistan.
Let's go back down memory lane. Okay.
Yeah, we've got 20 years of it.
Memory lane, the Obama administration, along with Hillary, we're going to take things away from you for your own good. Okay, George Bush, Bush 41. Well, now we have to face a new world order. Okay, Obama. If people would be willing to give up a few of their rights, we could get things done. Obama. Individual too small-minded to govern themselves. They need to trust in an almighty sovereign. Okay, Obama. Obama. Okay. All about the Muslim Brotherhood, all about Islam, all about this. Now they have a state of their own, okay? They have a state of their own. How much you want to bet that all of those Palestinians in Israel now are going to go over to Afghanistan, get weapons and training, and then they're going to come back and they're going to rip Israel a new asshole.
Oh, that's guaranteed. That's guaranteed 100%. I've been reading up on that.
And there
I'm more concerned what's happening on our soil. I'm more concerned at what's happening here. That's what I'm preparing for. I mean,
What's happening is every bit of rights, decency, moral character has been put into a food processor and flipped on fucking high. That's what has happened. The people that the same people that run Jurassic Park are running America now. Oh, everything's fine. Come on in. We fixed the problems. Yeah, you want to finish that story? Okay.
Right.
I know how dim it looks. I do. Honestly, I do. And I see it right before my eyes. I do. But I still have faith in the American Patriot. I have faith in the American Patriot.
Russell, let me give you this scenario right here, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong or just gone off my rocker. 911 gets called. Fire truck pulls up. There's a blazing inferno in a building. All right. All of a sudden, the firemen see a gasoline truck, and they hook their hoses to it, and they start pumping gasoline out of that truck onto that fire. Does that give an example of what's going on right now?
Yeah, actually, it does.
There's definitely people being thrown on fire. They're doing everything they can, and Carmelita is also right. They're doing everything they can cover up or take the eyes off Afghanistan. Also, these audits are coming back. And, there is absolutely no doubt that massive fraud. And it happened out in California. Your Republican Party is completely silent. So,
what actually happened in California? What happened?
But I do agree with Carmelita to the point. It's dark and it's going to get dark as fuck. I say, not the American people. They're a bunch of fucking sheep. I've lost all respect for them. Oh, but my brothers and sisters, you Carmelita know what I'm talking about when I say that. I know they will fight. The thing that's really. I'm not going to say to is the fact that there's absolutely no unity. We can't stand it. Little small. We need a figure.
Russell, you're cutting out real bad. You're cutting out real bad.
But the thing is that, Russell, they don't want unity.
We need a leader to come forth. Like I said, I have no faith in the American people whatsoever. They're a bunch of fucking cowards. I've lost all respect for the American citizenry as a whole. But I know my brothers, I know our brothers and sisters, patriots, they will fight. But it falls back to the point, if we're sitting little groups everywhere here, what the hell is that noise? If we're sitting back in a small group, they're going to come take us out one at a time. We need somebody like a Flynn or somebody of that caliber to stand up and say enough's enough. Somebody that the Patriots, as Carmelita was saying, veterans, combat veterans, people in the Patriot movement, someone that they will stand up and rally around and follow. And that's the one thing that we do not have now. Am I wrong, Carmelita?
No, you're not wrong. But my thing is, as I'm telling you, patriots are on guard. What I see happening here, okay, in the inner cities, fuck them. Let them burn. Fuck them. I'm sorry. I know that sounds really off, yeah, but fuck them. Because they got their heads so far up their asses, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. But once you get past that fucking city line, I'm telling you right now, there are people willing to fight. There's a lot of people willing to fight and die. I was just up at the gun shop today. I shit you not, okay, because I was up there. I had to pick up something. So I can tell you right now, and these guys, they know me. They know me well, okay? And they even said they know dark times are coming, but they also know there are going to be people, I'm telling you, and it's not just going to be one-on-one. I'm telling you, it's going to be groups of people. Mm-hmm. I went on a 9/11 ride Saturday, okay? Now, everybody, y'all know the motorcycle clubs that are out in the world today, okay? And you know some got a bad name, whatever, okay? But let me tell you what. I went on this ride last year, but the unity that I saw this year for the same ride for 9/11, it was three times more. Sorry. So my Belgian, I already knocked her out. The amount of unity I saw, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, let me turn it off. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a machine. The unity
no,
I saw, guys,
crazy.
I'm telling you, you would not believe the unity. And every last person was fucking carrying. I'm telling you, they were carrying. And it was the Dells, the Hells Angels, the Wingmen, the Nomdets, all of them in unity. Okay? That is very unlikely to happen.
Well,
because
you,
normally
well,
the Hells
you know,
Angels
Russell,
will break off.
Russell's talking up. Russell's talking about a leader, that we need a leader to come out.
Like we have the boys
okay,
early.
So why not one? Why not? Why not one of you guys?
My suggestion is this: we combine General Patton's DNA with Charles Manson, and we clone somebody. That would be the perfect fucking leader right now.
Yeah, we're fucked right there. Jesus, God. We're trying to win a war. Wait a minute. They're already killing everybody.
Okay.
We don't need to go and finish the job.
Okay, come on. Let's not
well,
get
the thing is, Carmelita.
We're talking
yeah,
about
I know.
Somebody on a national level, somebody who's led large forces.
That'd be General Flynn.
I'm a leader in a couple of different groups on that. I got no problem with that. But I'm not a tactician. Logistics, fuck, if y'all depending on me for logistics, I hope y'all like fucking bugs and fucking tree roots and snake. Somebody needs to be able to do that shit. It's going to have to be somebody with a national name that all these groups like Carmelita is talking about, like we're all talking about, somebody who they can rally around.
General Flynn.
That's what it's going to take. I'll tell you what, you tell us this group will fight and this one will, yeah, and that's fine or whatever. But when they figure out where these groups are and stuff, they're going to roll up on you with so much shit that, you know, y'all can hold hands singing Kumbaya while they take our asses out. You know,
shit, I ain't saying my ass is going to be taking shit from the freaking maintenance.
I'm with you, Russell. General Flynn and Alan West.
Yep.
Would be perfect.
There's your leaders. Mm-hmm. They're your leaders right there. They're your leaders. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. I want to ask somebody a question real quick. Hold on. You wanted to hear the answer, so hold on. Okay, hold on.
Hey.
I need to ask you a question, okay? You don't need to say anything else. I just need to ask you a question. The question is, okay, what is the morale right now within the military? Just a straight question. What is the morale?
Thank you.
Do you believe the majority of individuals that you are surrounded by is at the point of where it came down to them being given an order to go against the American people, would they?
No.
What percentage do you believe would turn around and follow that unlawful order? What percentage? Give me a percentage. 20%. Okay. At what point do you actually see observation, not perception? What are you observing right now at the percentage of individuals that are ETSing, retiring or getting out on other separations, percentage-wise, right now, just in your area? You tracking? Yeah, and this area here, this large area here, what percentage would you say? Dropping packets, saying pretty much flipping the bird, hasta la vista.
Between
what?
40 and 50%.
Do you got that, gentlemen?
Damn.
Any
40 and 50.
Well,
yeah, I got
okay.
That confirms my guess.
Yeah, this individual has carnal knowledge. So throw the questions out there, and this person can speak up for you. What question? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I got the speaker.
You know, well, that confirms my rough estimation right there off the research I have done and others I have talked to at Lejeune and Diego and Diego down there. That kind of confirms. So I'm gonna do a guesstimation math. I'm gonna take a swag on it, which is a scientific wild ass guess, and I'm gonna multiply that by about 8 throughout the whole military. So I mean it's that's sad. That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
That is sad that you have pushed people to that brink. It is sad.
Well,
but I can tell you this, people. This is not this when this comes down, this is not going to be like in the movies and all of this kind of shit here. And you step and you hear a loud click and then, you know, people come running up to you and trying to disarm a landmine. That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
What you are going to have to do is that even they're big, they're bulky, they're slow. You're small.
Mm-hmm.
You need to learn how to get mobile and move quick. But you also need to learn how to put the fear of God in them. You have to learn psychological warfare.
Yep.
Okay. You have to use the same tactics as the Filipino people used against the Japanese. You not only got to kill these motherfuckers, you got to mutilate them. You got to mutilate them.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I was telling you. You know how many flag officers alone they're losing within the next 2 months? Fucking flag officers, guys. Now this is from USASOC, USAKPOC, and I mean I'm gonna put it out there. I don't fucking care. USAKPOC, okay? USAKPOC does CA and PSYOPs. The reason I know that is I worked in PSYOPs. All right. And I was with them at this point. But the fact of the matter is, USASOC. Okay, hold on. I got to put something on speaker. Somebody has something to say. Hold on. Stand by. Okay.
Whether the work personnel realize, we've all got the same training. We all know we're fucking bodies in our lives. We all know where to fucking hit above body armor. So they're just playing fucking stupid if they think they're getting... Military is going
to
be
wait to have the show.
Oh, I agree. We've been saying that. We said that. I mean, the military, most of the military is not going to turn on us.
Yeah. You're going to have 20% that will. I'm going to tell you right now. I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've met quite a few. So far, I'll tell you what I've seen. I've seen these youngins that have gone in. Once this shit hit. They're ETSing because they go in for 3 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're ETSing out. They're like, fuck it. And believe me, recruiters are trying their best to keep them in, but they're like, fuck you. Not staying, buddy. That's why so many are doing separation packets right now. See, normally it would never be 45 days out. Now it's getting even longer before they can even set up their – what are you doing right now? What's the 20th? Yeah, SFL tap, okay? Normally you can get that. When you drop your packet – normally you can get that before you even drop your packet. You just let them know, hey, I'm dropping my packet. I need that appointment. Now it's 45 days out because so many people are getting out. 50% of our military is getting the fuck out. I'm telling you, and they're not going to be able to recruit them. And he made that appointment a month and a half ago. A month and a half ago, that appointment had to be made.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
That has taken place, you know, with the American people over these years. I mean, I never thought I would live to see this happen in America.
Neither did I.
Neither did I.
And grocery stores, by the way, are pulling back their hours. Yep. Pulling back their hours because they want to make sure everything is clean and sanitized.
I know that. The produce is so high. And I was talking to Virgil about this today. The reason why produce, poultry, and all that is raising up, they want to crash. They want to crash the produce market so Bill Gates can bring in his lab and stuff.
Well,
what the fuck
doing
would
well,
you start bringing
niece,
in? Because I bought all
my niece. My niece, Linda Pearl, she's in California right now. She called Susan while she was grocery shopping at Walmart. Okay, grocery shopping. She left out of there with one bag, $55.
Yeah, I believe it.
$55. Gasoline in California, the lowest
shit.
You can find gasoline is $4. $4 a gallon if you're lucky. If you're lucky, that's way out in bumfuck Egypt in California. Your major retailers like Chevron, ExxonMobil, things like that, you're looking at $6 a gallon. $6 a gallon.
You better take it up there. Better take it up some because my friend lives out there and he's paying $8.50 a gallon. And cigarettes, $22 a pack.
Cigarettes went up here, too.
Rolling them bitches.
People need to roll them. You better start rolling them. That's what my friend of mine does.
Yep. Well, I've been doing that, but I went to reservation today. They went up.
I wish they would quit selling these some bitches. Maybe I quit smoking them.
I quit smoking.
Okay,
I'm proud of myself.
I hope they ban them right when the war starts. That way I have a reason to go nicotine psychotic.
No, you ain't got to worry about that. I got enough shit inside me where I'll just go fucking psychotic. I'll just mess a breakdown. You know,
no,
that's how I look at it.
I'm going to be honest
with you guys. You know what? I'm not scared. That's just it. I'm not fucking scared. I'm really not scared. I'm not worried about these motherfuckers. Because if you knock on my fucking door, God is my witness. God is my witness. It's my children, my brother, my mama, and now my poppy looking down on me. I promise you, I'm going to take at least, I'll take out all the motherfuckers in one round circle around my fucking house because I'm going to die with a pop.
I'm like Russell. You know, we're up in years. You know, we're old Marines, okay?
Old
Marines are like old battleships. You know, we're bigger than we should be. We're slower than we used to be. But the thing is, we can still take a hit. And when we come back at you, don't cry, bitch.
You're right.
Hoorah.
I'm still 5'10", 180 pounds. I can do 3 miles and I can do three miles in under 2 minutes. I work all the time. I tell you what, there's 25-year-old out there that I put their fucking.
legit. You should see them out there on the range. Wow. They got somebody else in a different lane hitting their target for them because the motherfuckers can't qualify. I get that. You know what? One day I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get that shit on video and put it up.
Now that I can believe. Now that I can believe.
It's the truth. It's the truth. And they can't pass in this new APFT. They can't pass it. You should see some of these dumbass clowns in there. And check this out. Okay, I'm not naming names, but okay, the military paid for in vitro on a female. The fourth time around, the first three times didn't work. Fourth time was a charm. She gave birth to a little girl about a month or two ago. Guess what? She went and got the vaccine. She got really upset. Once she got the vaccine, all breast milk completely dried up. Dried up.
I haven't heard a lot about that. Well, that's like I was telling you earlier, Carmelita. A report came out today that this vaccine has fetus parts in it.
Well, of course it is.
Well,
not
only that.
I don't know anything about it. It's HEK-293, all right? Not only does it have that, and the reason I can tell you that is because I have reports sitting in front of me right now, okay? It's a 99.74% survivability rate, okay? What my father died from, this is why we got a malpractice lawsuit. They gave my father the vaccine. Okay, my father was my father went in the hospital for a severe complicated urinary tract infection.
Mm-hmm.
He was being treated for that. Then he was given a vaccine by a 27-year-old little fucktard. Oh, and believe me, yes I am. I'm going after him. And everybody else that fucking was, you know, whoever touched my dad, I'm going after them. So they will not have their license when I'm done. Well, once my dad got this vaccine, which they refused to tell me which vaccine, they will not give me the toxicology report. I had trouble even getting my dad released. They wouldn't even let me come to the hospital. You have to ID your next of kin, no matter what. If they pass away, you have to ID your next of kin before they can be released. They didn't let me do that. They didn't let me come to the hospital. But my dad, once he got the vaccine, within how many days would you say, babe, he started going downhill? How many days would you say?
If I remember probably, it was like 4 days, from what you were telling me, 4 days.
Was it 3 or 4 days, would you say? 4 days, yep. That's exactly what he just said. 4 days, okay? 4 days. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you got a man who goes from a nasal cannula, and then he got put on a BiPAP, which they kept turning the humidifier off on him, which you cannot do with a BiPAP because that humidifier needs to be on to moisture the lungs, the nasal cavity, and the mouth because the pressure dries all that out, making it more difficult for an individual to breathe. Well, because my father was pulling at his mask, the same 27-year-old little fuckface that gave him the vaccine gave him morphine. He said, well, he was dying and gave him morphine. Didn't bother to look at my father's chart to see that he was fucking allergic to morphine. That's why he was being given Dilaudid. So
wow.
I didn't take the pictures because I couldn't take the pictures. I was about to have a fucking nervous breakdown. The last place I wanted to be taken to was that fucking shitty hospital. Okay? So my old man took the pictures, and he had lesions on his face. And his nose was so bruised. And after speaking to another doctor, whose wife is a top infectious disease doctor, he said those lesions are allergic reaction to morphine. So they killed my father.
Yes. Yeah.
Because he was 87 years old. They figured, what the fuck? And they blocked me from coming to that hospital because they didn't like a strong-minded fucking woman putting them in their fucking place.
Well,
wow.
Well,
hey, we got
it's not
I'm
only
bring
that.
Caller on. But go ahead.
Okay. But
I'm gonna bring
but when I went to the hospital, when I went to the hospital and they tested me positive, okay, and they offered, they said, you know, we got the infusion you can take. We'll set you up for that. And they started setting me up for it before I even said yes or no. And I already knew the answer. I said, is it FDA approved? And they said, well, it's approved for emergency use. I said, I didn't ask you that. I said, is it FDA approved? And I want to see documentation that it is FDA approved. No, it's not FDA approved. I said, well, you can take it yourself and stick it up your ass. Well, they got mad. I mean, the whole staff in there got mad. And the shit about the hospitals is packed with COVID cases and everything.
They had two goddamn people in that emergency waiting room.
The majority of people in the hospital with COVID were ones that were already vaccinated.
Hey, guys. Hey, Bernie.
And when I walked to the back, you had nurses, security guards and all of that not wearing masks, kicked back, drinking coffee, playing on their phones and whatever. I mean, if you got such a hellified emergency and you got people coming in left and right, I mean, not one ambulance pulled into that hospital the whole time I was there.
And that's the way it is with a lot of hospitals.
No.
First off, my condolences to the woman whose loss of her father. It's great. It's a great tragedy. I hope that you get yourself a damn good, not only good, but courageous lawyer, because you're not fighting just the hospital. You're fighting the United States government.
Morgan and Morgan. I told her already. Morgan and Morgan.
Yep.
They're nationwide, and they love this shit.
Okay, I hope, and I'm good, because you are fighting the government, because the government says, well, we can't force Americans to mandate anything, but yet they're telling their cronies, the ones who give them contributions in their foundations and the campaign funds, to tell their employees and their customers, you have to wear a mask and you have to be vaccinated. And don't forget, because Virgil and the rest of the crew, you guys have talked about this before, the incentives that hospitals and doctors have in order to label just about every goddamn thing COVID. They get
$60,000,
$60,000 to label somebody a COVID death.
And that's exactly what they did on my dad's death certificate.
Let me ask you this, Joe. Have you ever heard of something called ivermectin?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Right now, I'm using ivermectin.
Hey, Virgil, before you get started there, brother, I got to cut out. Ladies and gentlemen, I got an early day tomorrow, man. I love y'all, America. We're right here at this dark area. It's coming. It's time to stand up. And if you don't stand beside us, we're going to leave your ass behind because we ain't got time for any dead weight. This is the gun out.
All right, Gunny. Take
it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, William was saying, Virgil, okay?
Now, William, hold on. Let me finish. All right. Ivermectin is made for horses and cattle. It's a parasite. It's used to treat parasites. But it also works on COVID viruses that infect animals.
Yes.
Okay?
Right.
Okay. This has gotten around so much in Louisiana. So many people are now using this, and that's why they're not getting the vaccine, because this is working. Every Tractor Supply in the state of Louisiana, the shelves are bare, liquid and paste.
Mm-hmm. Never sold out here. I was looking.
Well, it comes out in pill form too, guys. It comes in pill form because my friend Megan, I told her to pick me up two bottles to inject also. As long as you calculate it properly to your weight, and remember, you have to be careful with that because if it passes the brain barrier, it can be dangerous. So that's something you have to be careful with. So you need to calculate it properly per your weight. So, yes, it does work.
Yeah.
And hydroxychloroquine is pretty easy to get also.
Here's the thing with hydroxychloroquine. The government has threatened the pharmacists and the doctors for months ago if they ever prescribed it.
The pharmacists won't fill it.
Yeah, yeah. So hydroxychloroquine is the best one, that I, in my opinion, but you don't even need even hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. If you have vitamin D, zinc, and, you know, go out in the sunshine, get a lot of vitamins and minerals, because COVID is not dangerous at all. It's only a 2% mortality rate.
Okay, Joe, during the time that I had it, you know what the best thing was? Now, I couldn't taste it. Okay, it's
water?
Not nasty. It's not this. No. V8 juice. I drank V8 juice by the gallon.
Yeah.
I was drinking 4 and 5 glasses a day. And every time I drank a glass of V8 juice, I felt a hell of a lot better. Now, I slept a lot. I slept a hell of a lot.
Well, that's your body telling
you
to recuperate.
Susan went to the store, and I tried to help her carry some bags out of the pickup truck, and I went out, and I got 2 bags, and I walked outside, and I walked back in the house. I was wore out. I was wore out. I fell in the recliner.
Yeah, I had it 3 times. I beat it. I beat it 3 times. I got it, but it was lighter. It was easier. Get a blood tithering, guys. That's what you have to request. Request a blood tithering. If you can show natural immunity, then you have a good argument there. I mean, think about it.
Forever. Carmelita.
Mm-hmm.
Carmelita, remember when we were talking about the dialysis? Remember when I mentioned that to you? All right. They had a video came out on the news web that I get. They have a filter that goes on a dialysis machine that can remove the COVID virus. It ran on the video. It ran on that news story for about 6 hours, and then they took it down.
Well, they're trying to take everything down that they know is going to be simple to help you. That's why every day I take 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. My vitamin
C.
I take zinc. I take a multivitamin. And those four together, as long as you keep that immunity built up, I'm telling you. You know, do I have allergies from time to time? Of course. But the fact remains, that'll go away with a freaking Benadryl. I try to avoid hospitals, guys.
Okay.
I'm telling you straight up, because once you get in there,
Joe,
they do try to keep your ass.
He's talking, Virg. I'm trying to listen.
Joe Carmelita. Okay. If you have, like Spanish influenza after World War One that came here, nobody's immune from that. Thousands upon thousands of people died from it in the United States. Nobody was immune from it. This COVID thing has its hits, misses, picks, and chooses. There has to be a common denominator that is connected to all these deaths.
I'll tell you what it is. The common denominator is that the COVID virus itself does not exist. They tried to isolate it. They couldn't. They used the electron microscope. They couldn't find it. There's a thing called sequencing that they're trying to find. And any virus, especially when they're trying to find a vaccine, what the cause is, the real singular cause is, so that they can fight it. They couldn't find and isolate this particular virus.
That's
this
right.
Virus.
Go ahead.
There's a Delta variant also. Now, the Delta variant, there's not even a test to try to find this Delta variant. So how do they come up with this term, Delta variant? Everything is bullshit and a hoax, but people don't believe you. Go ahead, Virgil.
No, exactly. It's all about optics. That's what I'm trying to say. It's all about optics.
That's right. You know, I want y'all to all listen to this. Now, this guy here, he calls into the show from time to time. Okay, he is basically, an outsider to the radio show. He's a caller. He comes in. He offers his opinion, you know, and discusses things with us. You know, so basically, Joe, what you're saying is that this so-called vaccine can be labeled also as Skynet, and Skynet has become self-aware and started taking over the entire system.
Well, I wouldn't call it Skynet. It may become Skynet because there's also a virologist and immunologist who have said that this particular so-called vaccine is injecting nanotechnology into you, which can be controlled remotely. So that that is a connection to Skynet. In a
way. Well, why do you think, Joe, they found all that metal when they sent it to Japan? Japan found metal in the vaccine.
Right.
Well, it's not only that. There was a woman in Tennessee in the hospital that got the vaccine and got the infusion. Okay.
What infusion? Regeneron? Which one did she get?
Yeah, well, it's just called the infusion, the COVID infusion.
Yeah, but there's two different, actually three different infusions.
Well,
there's Regeneron that Trump said was used on him.
I don't have the technical information, Pumley, but the thing is, after she got this, she had to go back to the hospital. She was a walking hemorrhage through her vagina. They were having to give her blood transfusions to keep her alive.
Hello?
And eventually, her blood clotted so bad that she died from this. And this is not only one case. You have over 500,000 cases of this vaccine causing all kinds of blood
and that's why the CDC
problems.
Took down their website, the VAERS website.
That's the thing. I'm sorry, Joe. Sorry about that.
Okay.
You got to remember, it's RNA modifying technology, okay? It has an SN102 luciferase. It's got graphene oxide in it, fetal cell lines, HEK293. The whole objective of the vaccine, it alters your DNA, which suppresses your actual immune system. Therefore, once it suppresses your actual immune system, it makes you so susceptible to any infection.
Right.
Times 10, to where your body can't be.
All right.
And as far as the RNA modifying technology is concerned, they want boosters. What did we just have placed in last year? All these 5G towers. If you were to take, and I'm just saying, just go and take it just to see. How much? To go by one of those towers, there is a particular, I can't think of the mechanism, but it can be handheld. And it will tell you the amount
of a magnetic device. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
It's called an EMF, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you so much.
Why don't we just come down and get rid of all the technical terms and just call this lethal injection?
It is lethal injection. It's genocide on a very high level. But the fact of the matter is, what do you do to instill people to get it? Okay. They already, you know, it's basically fear and coercion. Now they are threatening, and they're still using threats. All right, well, now if you don't get the vaccine, guess what? You don't have a job. So you can't take care of your family. You can't take care of your family.
Well,
it just goes on and on. Keep pushing that goalpost.
It's just like Hitler's number two, Heinrich Himmler, when they asked him during the war crime trials. It's not going to stop there either.
People think this is the mark of the beast. It may be, but it also is going beyond that. The mark of the beast, other people are saying, is that if those who don't want to get vaccinated, they will need a chip inside your body. And the way they're going to induce you to take it is to say, well, this chip will act like it be your debit and credit card. You'll be able to swipe your arm through a scanner, be able to have your health history, be able to have your checking account and savings account all balanced and everything. But they will be tracking you. They will be tracking you remotely, and they will be controlling you. Remotely.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And here's a point we're missing, too, we need to put out there. The vaccines are all contaminated. I mean, we're seeing, you know, the reason why people are actually dropping dead is, I've been reading reports for the last couple of days, the people are vaccinated are dropping dead like flies.
Yeah.
They're trying to accuse us. They're trying to accuse the unvaccinated that being the ones that are in the hospital, and that's not true.
Right.
You know, I mean,
it's not the unvaccinated that are in the hospital. It's the vaccinated that are in the hospital. And the reason the vaccinated are in the hospital is because...
Look at it this way, people. Okay? You got a bunch of people going around the hardware stores, and they're buying paint thinner off the shelves, and they're putting it in glass mason jars, and they're selling it for moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's basically
what you're having. Have any of you researched any of the vaccines?
Yeah, anyway. I have.
Okay,
I
so
have.
You have
all
Pfizer.
Three.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, Pfizer and BioNTech, okay? The Pfizer vaccine, think about this. No vaccine, guys. It takes years, sometimes decades, okay? Years and decades to make these vaccines safe. This one was pushed out within 12 months. FDA approved within 40 days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
40 days with no control groups. No control groups. They cannot provide you with any control groups. They cannot provide you with anything.
That's right.
So when you go into that hospital, first thing you are, all you need to say, honest to God, all you need to say is when they say, hey, you know, you need to get the vaccine, I don't give informed consent. No matter
mm-hmm.
what they're pushing out there, no matter all the nonsense they're pushing, you have to push back, because if they can instill fear into you, then guess what? They already won. That's
mm-hmm.
where we have to make a stand. If we, if
mm-hmm.
you stand,
well, that's
for,
what I
if,
was trying to say before you cut me off.
No, I'm sorry.
That's what I was trying to say before you cut me off. Hitler's number two, Heinrich Himmler. When they asked him, how did the Nazis do this? How did they progress so much? And it wasn't the military strength. It wasn't that. It was the fear they installed in people with their propaganda.
Yep.
That's what did it. That's what did it. Okay.
Well, not
and plus
that.
Johnson and Johnson, they can't even make a baby powder without killing a bunch of women. Okay, and Pfizer, they can't even make a fucking kitchen faucet that lasts more than a year. So you gotta trust them
well,
for
here's
a fucking
the thing,
vaccine?
Guys. In my researching and everything, and I know you guys have backed me up on this, Pfizer and Moderna had all this patent way back in 2008, so they were prepared for all this. And guess who the FDA president is? Dr. Fauci's wife.
This is a Fauci.
Christine Bradley.
This is a Fauci funded mind fuck thought up by him. He's part of it. He invented
mm-hmm.
this fucking shit. Okay.
Well, he invented it a while back.
They going along with it.
But it all started with Bush, guys. Agenda 21. Agenda 21 all started with Bush. And then when they didn't get it, it got pushed to Agenda 2030. They did not expect Trump to win. That was supposed to be fixed, okay?
Yep.
So they
want
to depopulate the country. The problem is now they're getting desperate because they see that there's so many millions that are all into the game, and they're like, I'm not getting the vaccine. And the crazy part is, think of it. A lot of minorities, okay, and you guys know I'm Latina, but the fact remains, a lot of minorities, people of color, different nationalities and everything, they're not getting the vaccine. I'm telling you now. That's a problem for them. So that's where they come in with threatening the job.
Yeah, that's just scare tactics. All they're using.
Carmelita, and listen to this, and get this flaw. This is what people don't think about, okay? They're telling minorities and people of color where they can go to get this vaccine. But it is impossible to tell minorities and people of color where the motor vehicle office is to get a voter ID.
They're trying to make black people
make us out to be idiots.
Yeah, they're trying to make them out to be idiots.
You know, there was a man on the street video being done, and the guy was asking, I think it was in New York, and he was asking black people, hey, do you have a voter, do you have a photo ID? Of course. Do you have a photo ID? Of course. Do you have a photo ID? Of course. Do you think a photo ID would restrict you from voting? No. This is stupid. All of this is not even just insane or stupid. This is like Carmelita was saying. This is a very, very concerted effort to depopulate the planet, which means the United States is part of the planet. They're trying to depopulate us. And those booster shots, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not condemned to death by the first two shots of whatever so-called vaccine you're taking, if you start taking the booster shots, you might as well
That's
just
it.
Kiss your ass goodbye.
Right. Yeah, you might as well just take your own life. He's right. You might as well take your own life because they're hoping the first two shots are going to kill you. If they don't kill you, the booster shot is the final shot. And then if that doesn't kill you, then they're going to say, oh, in 6 months, you got to get another booster shot. It all comes down to a vicious cycle.
That's why they're coming out with the propaganda now that the COVID-19 virus – That the COVID-19 virus can mutate, okay? That's their excuse they're building up now, that when people get these
booster
shots.
They have no proof. They have no proof, though. There's no documentation.
Then when they start keeling over, they'll say, oh, well, the virus mutated, and the vaccine is no good no
more.
You're
right about that, Virgil.
Yeah, but think about it. The PCR test, 95% of them are false positive, okay?
Yeah.
False positive, 95% of them. So I'm telling you, all these individuals,
well,
all of a sudden, you're going to tell me cancer went away, influenza A went away, influenza B went away, diabetes went away, heart attacks went away, suicide went away?
Well,
I mean,
the flu has killed more people than
COVID.
I wish I could pull it up. I wish I could pull this up to be accurate about the country. But this third world country ordered a bunch of these COVID test swabs, and they tested it on a mango,
a piece of fruit,
a pawpaw, and a goat.
Yeah.
And they sent it in, and it all come back positive COVID-19.
They all had COVID.
And guess what,
COVID.
Virgil? Guess what, Virgil? Where's that president? Where's that president that did that, Virgil?
Five presidents.
He was assassinated.
Five presidents.
He was assassinated.
Five presidents.
Yeah, he was assassinated. Several of those presidents.
It's just like when they come on TV and they advertise a product, Gain, Downy, Gillette shaving cream, whatever, and then they come out and they say, oh, new and improved. Well, what the fuck were we using before, old and lousy?
Yeah, but you know what?
Right.
Think about it.
The people running
the
store buy this shit.
But the television is a means of using psychological warfare. Think about that. You're in front of a television on a daily basis. A commercial comes on, okay? And this commercial keeps pushing for this one product over and over again. Now, you're even though you're not thinking, okay, you think you're not thinking about it, subconsciously you are, okay? And even though you don't really need that product, you go out and you buy that product. Not that you needed it, but you go out and buy it because you have seen it so many times. It's all psyops. It's all optics. People have got to come forward and bring that to the forefront and say, look, people.
If you want to watch a cartoon that depicts, the American people, there are two of them. They're Dr. Seuss cartoons. They're called the Lorax, and I forget the other one. It's where the bird had the stars on their belly, and this guy invented a machine. Well, you know, the birds that didn't have stars on their belly, or he could put them on there for them, and then the ones that already had the stars, they got two stars, and then he invented a machine that would remove the stars and all of this, and he was raking in the profits, causing dissension, causing separation, causing division within the entire race of this species here, and all of a sudden, when they run out of money, he was so long, suckers. And then they finally looked at each other and realized, well, you know, we were a bunch of stupid motherfuckers.
Well, that's what's happening
but you
now,
know what?
Virgil.
School's been in session. School's been in session how long, guys? School's been in session how long? 2 weeks, right?
About two months
okay.
in Louisiana.
2 weeks. I spoke with my daughter today. 16 fights already at the high school. 16, all based on racism.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's friend went through the roof the other day because her little kindergarten daughter was sent home homework about this little duck that was a president. And let me tell you what, after you read the story, yeah, you wanted to go to the school and probably pop the principal in the face, which probably wouldn't have been, you know, a bad idea. But then, you know, you got to think about, the, you know, mm-hmm. what comes next. But the fact remains, if people, and I tell people this all the time, I understand that parents have to send their children to school. I get it. I understand you have to work. I get it. But the fact remains, if you put your mind to it, you can work from home. You can homeschool your children because it's based off of your, the time that you have available to you. And it's better than sending them to these indoctrination camps. I'm telling you, what I see, my 8-year-old grandson just told me today, he said, Mimi, it's the same girl, Mimi, it's the same girl. She told me I'm nothing but this and that. And I said, Colton, just ignore her, ignore her. He goes, well, she threw something at me today. I said, still keep ignoring her. And he goes, and what if she hits me? I said, knock her on her ass. I did. I said, knock her on her ass then, Colton. I said, because you can only tolerate so much. But this is what he is being subjected to right now. I'm telling you, it's up to us. And I know we're only few. I got it. We're only few. But if we raise our voices loud enough, we will be heard. We truly will be heard because it's kind of eerie to me that Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't hear much out of her anymore. Lauren Boebert, I don't hear much out of her anymore.
Well,
I mean,
that's because she's
you're
being
hearing
censored.
So much.
She's
yeah,
being
they're
censored.
All being suppressed.
See, Marjorie is being suppressed and censored like you would not believe.
Oh, I
had
know,
a conversation with her today. I had a conversation
a
with her about Rash Ass and iPhone Omar when they made that statement about 9/11 was more of a tragedy for Islam than it was for the United States.
She posted
and
that today.
I
saw that.
What she needs to do is she needs to take them son of a bitches, have them shipped to Afghanistan along with all of the Palestinians. That way when Daddy Warbucks gets back in office, he can just push one button and take care of the whole shit show with one flash of light.
Virgil.
You know, those women should be, they should consider them fortunate. They really should consider themselves fortunate because let me tell you what, in the Middle East, those women would not have the liberty to speak the way they speak. They would be dug. A hole would be dug. They would be buried up to their neck, and there would be individuals picking up a stone, including their family members, bashing their head.
What the honor
simple as that.
Virgil,
or
behead.
That's how it is.
When you talk to
hold on, let you talk.
When you were talking to the representative Green, did you tell her about Gab and Telegram? Okay, good, because then she won't have to be censored anymore. She'll go on there. And
well, it was on Messenger. It was on Messenger.
I don't know what
Messenger. I'll talk her
on. You see, January 6th, had this been a calculated, coordinated, and with sense operation, this shit would not be taking place right now. Okay?
Yeah.
But no. What did we have? A fucking clown shit show. We had a bunch of some bitches calling themselves oath keepers, and then when they get arrested, they go to pointing the finger at each other. No, it was him. No, it was him. No, it was him. No, it was him. They're ratting each other out left and right. Then you got this silly son of a bitch that dressing up like a faggot Cherokee, going in there screaming and hollering like a fucking idiot. Oh, yeah, that really made us look good. The motherfucker with the buffalo fucking head on.
Oh,
that
the one who just got off.
Bitch.
Yeah, he just got he actually took a plea deal. I'm more concerned about the Patriots that are in there. They're getting beaten.
Yeah, like I was about to say, the rest of the Trump supporters are in there in solitary confinement and getting beaten. You guys heard of
Joe Biden? One guy lost an eye. He lost his eye. He still hasn't gotten treatment. The guy who suffers from cancer, he hasn't gotten any of his cancer treatment. And people are allowing this to happen?
Oh, that's going to make
this
an example out of
him.
Have you guys heard of Joe Biggs?
Yes.
Joe Biggs was picked up, and he's a guy that has at times worked for Alex Jones, you know, at least reported for Alex Jones. He got picked up on January 6th, went into solitary confinement, wasn't allowed to go out, wasn't even allowed to exercise within his cell. He now has PTSD, periodic panic attacks, health problems. I think he said that he also, time to time, you know, would beat him, but I don't know if they beat him badly. But it's the psychological effect of being in a dark cell for 22 hours a day, not allowed to exercise, no blankets, vermin, and all of that good stuff. So we got to, you know, people do have to realize, at least 60% of Americans do realize, I would think, I hopefully know what's going on because they voted for Trump. The other 40% didn't vote for Trump. We all know they got their votes boosted by fraud. So I think the majority of America knows what's happening. We just don't know what to do about it.
They better figure it out quick because, let me tell you, in the next month, I'm telling you, it's going to go dark. It's going to go dark for a week or so.
You turn on your TV between 11 and 1 o'clock, and you look at these college stadiums, and all you hear is bleep Biden, bleep Biden, bleep Biden, bleep Biden from the whole fucking crowd.
Oh, my God. I got people putting black flags up around here. There's black flags going up around here. And then there's other flags that say, well, I have them. See, I don't wear the mask. I'll walk into any store. And I keep a police body camera on me at all times. Everywhere I go, I don't give a shit. You got something to say to me? And when people tell me, they'll come out and say, you don't have permission to record me. You don't have permission to record me, so why don't you start removing these removing these cameras that are in this facility?
Well,
because I can say that.
Well,
if I don't have, I said I do it for my own welfare and well-being. And that's what I say to them.
Yeah.
You know, and then they'll say to me, well, you have to wear a mask. No, I don't.
This. They didn't advertise this when Trump came to New Orleans to look at the hurricane damage, which New Orleans was not hurt that bad. It was other parishes, Plaquemines, Broussard, all around that area of South Louisiana. He didn't go in those areas, but he can only stay in New Orleans maybe 15 minutes, then the Secret Service had to pull him out.
Well, I'm surprised the Secret Service actually worked for him or worked for him.
Hey, but what about those kids that were mocking Biden of wearing those mega hats and mega shirts while he was doing a photo op?
Did you see the fact that he had his arm around that little girl's waist? Did you see that? I'm telling you, the dude's a pedophile. He's a real freak.
Well, his family.
The thing is, people have got to come together. I'm telling you, before it's too late. Look at Australia. Well, actually, Australia's breaking the rules now.
They're fighting back a little bit, but I know what you were about
to say.
Yeah, they're starting to fight back.
I'll tell you what. I mean, they may not. They're going to start making their own weapons. You'd be amazed at what you can make out of a piece of a wood. I mean, hey, they had punji sticks back in the day.
Let me tell you what. You go to any hardware store. You go to any hardware store, and I guarantee you, or feed mill, any place they sell fertilizer, oh, buddy, you can make some shit way more deadlier than a rifle or a pistol. Minimum air and opportunity. Minimum air and opportunity. You can go into an automotive store and get fiberglass resin And you know what you got when you got fiberglass resin, Joe?
I would imagine
a bomb.
Nice little old bomb that you put a little old fuse to, and then there you go.
All you got to do is mix that with some petrol, and you got napalm.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, it's that time. You want to keep going, or?
I gotta pick up the supper she cooked. Susan cooked a dynamite gumbo with some potato salad, and I got my taste buds back, and it was delicious. I'm gonna fix me a bowl and go to sleep. So
you're gonna eat another bowl this late? Are you kidding me?
Holly,
do you have any idea what that does?
I'm going to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning drinking my coffee, eating a bowl of it, sweetheart. Ain't no shame in my game in Louisiana. We eat cold-fried catfish out of the refrigerator.
Louisiana.
We eat cold-fried catfish out of the refrigerator.
Well, if Louisiana and Texas would succeed from the Union, guess what? They could stand alone on their own. They have all the refineries.
That wouldn't be a good idea. That succession would not be a good idea.
Well, we've been advocating that for years, but we have yet to get a government that has, in your language, the cojones to push it through, to lead the people.
They don't even have the cojones on the Republican side. We got a bunch of pinches pussies over there, okay?
The Republicans and Democrats are one and the same. They're not any good.
All right. I mean, yeah, I'm telling you, they're all in the same game. They're getting wealthy. Look, I'm tax exempt from here on out. I ain't paying jack shit to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I'll live off the grid.
Here's why the succession is allowed.
They sit at opposite ends of the barroom, but they're drinking the same
thing. Yeah, they're drinking the same thing. Here's why it's a lousy idea.
We'll be back here on Thursday night and everything, and Joe, hope you call back in. But I tell you,
I want to hear about his succession. He was getting ready to tell us why succession's a bad idea.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead before I cut us off.
All right. It'll only take a couple of minutes. Number one, let's say you have the Texas Republic again, right? Let's say, and any other state, California, they say let them both float into the ocean. If you actually make them independent from the United States, they will be termed countries. How are they going to have flyover rights when you're going to have a vindictive president who says, okay, Texas, okay, California, you want to be on your own? You cannot enter what used to be the border states. You can't fly over the border states. You try it, we will shoot you down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, end of succession. Now, back in 1860, when you had
11, I disagree with that.
I disagree with that.
If we can't fly over your country, don't send your ships in here to refine your oil.
Then they won't. They'll just redirect it. So what? They'll go through Alaska. They'll build the pipeline. But if the people of Texas and California can't fly out, they're going to be constrained in. And then what?
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's
Alaska and 80% of the world send their oil tankers here to Louisiana and Texas to get it refined in diesel and gasoline.
They will be redirected.
All right. Bottom line is, guys, how long do you think we actually got until we do this whole uprising of bullshit, okay? Because I'll tell you what, I do see American patriots going into the streets. I really do. I do not see the American
people
standing down allowing this to happen.
I say a couple of months.
January 2022 is going to be when they drop the real fucking bullshit bomb.
You know, you're probably
right.
And
what bullshit bomb will that be? Because emu is right now in Colombia. Delta variant emu is now in Colombia, Maryland.
And is that the one from India that has a 75% mortality rate?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they say.
And they probably don't have a test for that, too. But here's another thing about the uprising. If it comes down to push versus shove, yeah, there'll be an uprising. And guess what? Americans will lose in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Stop thinking in terms of Rambo and John Wayne. It's not going to win. You are not going to win against helicopters, drones, satellites, infrared scopes, and a military which has been propagandized to fight against the American people. We have to do it. You know, this idea where you're watching movies and you say, you know what, I'm going to fight shoulder to shoulder with my fellow man. Well, you're going to die. We have to do something smarter. 2022 is the bellwether year. Something has to be done, or we're all dead, in one way or another. My opinion. And by the way, before I forget, Carmelita, again, my condolences for your father's death.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, everybody, we're going to go ahead and sign off. We'll be back here on Thursday night if we survive. And we'll see what more bullshit comes out. But I tell you what, man, we're here. I mean, we're on the dark side of things right now. So
I have faith.
But
I have faith, gentlemen. I have faith. Mm-hmm. I'll stay strong in my faith.
That's
I
what
am.
We need
I'm
is
gonna
our
stay
faith.
Strong in my faith. I have
but,
faith.
But, you know,
I mean,
like we always say, if you're not prepared, that's your own fault. Most of us have been preparing for a long time for this, so... And everything, you know,
I'll be fine. I can live off the grid. I know how to hunt. I know how to hunt. I know how to do all that.
Right,
I'm a woman
right.
that can live in the woods and be happy.
Me too. I'm out in the desert and I'm happy because I'm away from people. So, but anyway, we're going to start
off. You're
by
an airstrip, man. You're by an airstrip.
Yep, I know. I even got the command codes for the gates to get in case of an emergency. So believe it or not, when I had my hot dog stand, I used to sell hot dogs in there. So they gave me the command codes to the gates. So that's how I was able to get in. That's all I have. Unless they changed them, then I'm screwed.
Well, you better show up with your vendor cart in case the nuclear fallout.
Right. Right. But anyway, guys, we'll go ahead and sign off. Virgil, you want to say anything before we go?
He meant to get his gumbo.
I was about to say that, yeah.
Oh, he done signed off. But anyway.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Joe.
Same here, Carmelita.
I want to say this, too. I want to thank Project Virtus. They've been listening to our show, and I've been talking with them and everything. So we're going to see what we can do to check some more stuff up. But I'm going to work with the Project Virtus. And everything. So I want to thank them for hopping in and listening to us and everything. That's a big thing when you got Project Virtus listening to you.
What does that do?
Yeah, but pay attention, though. Pay attention. There's more false flags coming, guys.
Yep. I hear you. But anyway, we'll go ahead and sign off. You guys be careful. Joe, you be safe out there.
All
look
you
forward
guys
to hearing from
you
Thursday.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.